From something that could leave a bitter aftertaste, we turn now to something sweet. Well, technically sweet. I'm talking about decadent, sensual, blissful, even addictive chocolate. But I'm not talking about eating it. Andrea Shea of member station WBUR in Boston reports on chocolate you can inhale thanks to a new invention called Le Whiff.
Sounds wacky, doesn't it? Like something Willy Wonka would have dreamt up. He had the scrumdiddlyumptious bar, lickable wallpaper, and that river that ran through his factory.
It's chocolate.
That's chocolate.
That's chocolate.
A chocolate river.
That's the most fantastic thing I've ever seen.
Well, move over, Willy Wonka. Meet Harvard University professor David Edwards, the not-so-mad biomedical scientist behind Le Whiff.
We have created chocolate in a new form.
It's airborne.
We've all wanted to do since we were little kids. You can actually breathe chocolate and have it land in your mouth and not in your lungs.
Edwards knows lungs well. He usually works on designing inhalers that deliver medicine. But last year, he and his lab students decided it would be fun to invent breathable chocolate. They broke it down into particles that float. But does Le Whiff satisfy? To find out, Professor Edwards agreed to meet me at Cardullo's Gourmet Shop in Harvard Square, where they have an obscene selection of chocolate. Edwards busts out his little box of Le Whiff. It comes in tubes. They look like lipstick or shotgun shells or some other kind of illicit paraphernalia.
If you're really experienced with Le Whiff, you can actually do it with one hand. So you open it up, put it in your mouth, and you breathe in, and you get a nice flavor. You can close it when you're done, and then later on you can open up again, and you can whiff again. And there's about 8 or 10 puffs per whiff.
So that's how Le Whiff works, but how about the taste? Store co-owner Francis Cardullo is a major chocolate junkie and the perfect guinea pig to taste test the invention.
That's a nice light whiff of chocolate. It's kind of fun. You get the full flavor of the chocolate. Is there a little sugar in there as well? It's pure chocolate. Wow.
Cardullo is so wowed, he says he wants to add Le Whiff to his shop's extensive chocolate selection.
It's different. One doesn't replace the other. I think it's a compliment to chocolate.
And that's the point, according to Professor Edwards, although he admits he's even had to defend Le Whiff on a few occasions.
All I want to say is that this is not against chocolate any more than eating bars of chocolate means I don't eat a chocolate milkshake. So this is just a new way of experiencing chocolate, and it's sort of an addendum to how we normally eat chocolate.
Le Whiff is something of a sensation in Paris, where it's currently sold in stores. For now, Americans can sniff it out online. A box of 3 tubes costs about $8. The breathable confection launches on Harvard's campus in a few weeks and also in New York City. Even better news for serious chocoholics, Le Whiff is virtually calorie-free. Imagine that. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Shea.
You can learn more about Le Whiff on our blog. That's at npr.org/alltech.
Come with me and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look and you'll see into your imagination.